KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. An incident Saturday afternoon northeast of Manning resulted in the arrest of a man from California. Authorities say 50-year-old Ronnie Wayne Lee of Turlock, California, was being held at the Carroll County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Lee faces felony charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, as well as habitual offender. Lee allegedly brandished and fired a handgun during a robbery that took place at around 3:20 p.m. Saturday. 26-year-old Brock Beam of Denison told authorities that he was driving from Denison to Carroll in an Allegro Bay motorhome with two other individuals, Lee and 38-year-old Crystal Bates of Carroll, when Lee produced a pistol and demanded Beam give him his money and cell phone. Beam handed over $189 on the phone and was then forced to leave the vehicle. He walked to the nearby residence to report the incident. The motorhome was located about an hour later in Manila, but it was unoccupied. Then at around 6 p.m. Saturday, Lee and Bates were seen in a Lexus sedan with temporary Texas tags near Highway 71 and 220th Street. A traffic stop was performed, and the two were taken into custody and transported to the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests took place Monday. 20-year-old Noah Wardlow of Corning was arrested in Creston for theft in the fifth degree. He was later released on a $300 bond. And 21-year-old Renea Folks of Des Moines was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Department of Corrections warrant issued in Union County for violation of parole on an original charge of willful injury causing bodily injury. Folks was being held without bond on the Union County warrant in Adams County, pending an initial court appearance. Iowa farmers continue to experience abnormally dry field conditions across most of the state. During the week ending August 11th, statewide there were 5.9 days suitable for field work. Field work activities included spraying fungicides and insecticides and harvesting hay and oats. Topsoil moisture condition was rated at 7% very short, 29% short, 62% adequate, and 2% surplus. East Central, South Central, and Southeast Iowa districts reported topsoil moisture conditions as over 55% short to very short. Subsoil moisture condition was rated at 4% very short, 23% short, 70% adequate, and 3% surplus. 92% of the corn crop has begun to silk, 17 days behind last year and nearly 2 weeks behind the five-year average. 41% of the crop reached the dough stage, that's 10 days behind last year and 8 days behind the average. 1% of the crop statewide reached the dented stage, corn condition, rated 65% good to excellent. 87% of the soybean crop has started to bloom, 15 days behind last year and 12 days behind average. 56% of the crop has started setting pods, also 15 days behind last year and 12 days behind the average. Soybean condition rated 63% good to excellent. 89% of the oat crop has been harvested for grain in Iowa, 2 days behind both last year and the average. The second cutting of alfalfa hay reached 92%, which is 5 days behind the average. The third cutting of alfalfa hay reached 25%, 1 week behind the average. The hay condition declined to 57% good to excellent. Pasture condition in Iowa declined for the sixth straight week and rated a season low 46% good to excellent. There were no major livestock issues reported this past week. In other news, Iowa's 3rd District Congresswoman Cindy Axne will be in Atlantic August 28th at the venue, sharing the stage with three Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate seat, Kimberly Graham, Teresa Greenfield, and Eddie Morrow. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly reports they'll be in Atlantic to help the Cass County Democratic Party fundraiser for the local party. Axne was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from Iowa's 3rd District in 2018 and is running for re-election. Kimberly Graham is an attorney. Teresa Greenfield and Eddie Morrow are both small business owners. Graham, Greenfield, and Morrow are running for the nomination in order to oppose Iowa's current junior senator, Joni Ernst. A full dinner will be provided at $25 per person. Everyone is invited to attend the event. Telly asks that you RSVP her by August the 20th. She can be reached at shtoelle@gmail.com or by calling 243-4861. The state fund, which pays for road construction, has a negative balance of around $80 million 1 month into the new fiscal year. The director of the division, which oversees construction planning, told the State Transportation Commission Monday that will change. The DOT's Stuart Anderson says they normally plan to be about $20 million above the available money in case some projects run behind.
Typically in a year, we'll have a project or two where there are some development issues and it's just not going to be able to be put out for bid as anticipated. So it's always good to be a little over program so you have a project ready to go and be left in its place.
He says the new fiscal year that started in July, they had $50 million more in projects than they had funding for, and then a $30 million bridge project for Highway 2 in the flooded area of southwest Iowa was added. Anderson said they normally take bids on one project each month, but had an unusual circumstances where they had several projects that were let.
We had a letting for that overflow bridge in Iowa 2. Then we had our normal monthly letting. And then we also had another special letting for some major work happening on the 8380 interchange to the west of Iowa City.
Anderson said the project bids came in higher than expected. He said they're also not yet up to date on the amount of new funding coming in and how that will impact the bottom line.
That number doesn't reflect any adjustments for actual revenues because there's a month lag in revenues. And so we didn't report on actual July receipts to the primary road fund. We have some preliminary numbers that show that those are coming in higher than forecast, so that will offset that number.
The receipts he's talking about are the gas tax, license fees for cars and trucks.
Depending on the 8380 interchange to the west of Iowa City.
Anderson said the project bids came in higher than expected. He said they're also not yet up to date on the amount of new funding coming in and how that will impact the bottom line.
That number doesn't reflect any adjustments for actual revenues because there's a month lag in revenues. And so we didn't report on actual July receipts to the primary road fund. We have some preliminary numbers that show that those are coming in higher than forecast, so that will offset that number.
The receipts he's talking about are the gas tax, license fees for cars and trucks, and fees for cars and trucks which are sold. Anderson isn't sure why the bids for the projects are coming in higher.
I don't know that we have come up with definitive answers on that. I think it could be a combination of just the amount of work happening in the state and in the Midwest. There are labor challenges in all sorts of areas related to transportation, whether it's truck drivers or railroads are facing labor challenges as well. So it's possible that the road construction industry is having some challenges as well.
Anderson says they'll know more about the actual deficit in the road program fund once they get more information coming in. And he says they will then determine if they need to move projects around in the five-year construction plan. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Monday approved $7.6 million for the fiscal year 2020 state aviation program, which includes several sub-programs. The Airport Improvement Program, or AIP, will fund $4.5 million for aviation safety, planning, and airport development projects at 19 different airports throughout Iowa. Among them is a fuel system upgrade for the Red Oak Municipal Airport. The Shenandoah Regional Airport will receive $90,000 toward the $120,000 cost of the construction of 6-unit T-hanger taxi lanes. The Sioux Gateway Airport in Sioux City will receive $425,000 to rehabilitate Taxiway A. That project will cost $3.29 million. Aviation vertical infrastructure programs will provide $3.1 million for projects in 10 general aviation airports and 8 commercial service airports throughout Iowa. The Atlantic Airport will receive $75,000 toward the nearly $170,000 cost of hangar rehab. The Harlan Municipal Airport is receiving $75,000 also for the $101,400 cost of hangar door installation, and the Shenandoah Regional Airport will receive $150,000 toward the $250,000 cost of the construction of a 6-unit T-hanger. Also, the Sioux Gateway Airport will receive nearly $135,000 toward the $155,000 cost of terminal and hangar repair. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.